Is case number 12,402. Pamela Price seeks variances from the side yard setback requirements for existing structures, sections 115.25, 115.183 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Redbury Road within the Holly Ridge subdivision. The 911 address is 36826 Redbury Drive, Delmar. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 532, Map 14, Parcel 119.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting the following: one, a 2.4-foot variance from the required 15-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing overhang for a detached accessory structure, and two, a 1.6-foot variance from the required 15-foot side yard for an existing shed. Staff would note that we have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Pamela Price, 32104 Dogwood Lane, Laurel, Delaware, 19956.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. So just go down this list. Okay, so the uniqueness of the property is a pie shape, which causes less room in the front and causes septic to take up the backyard. Now, since we started working on this, we found out that the garage that was built, the detached garage, when it was built, it was given a CO. So they came out and measured it, but the county, it was not accurate. So when they added on this lean-to, which seems to be the issue, when we called, they said that the CO had never been closed. It was closed on the detached garage, but not the overhang. So I wanted to, because I purchased and am selling it, I wanted it to be correct. And that's when we found out it was not closed out. But the county did accept the detached garage itself.
Do you have a letter stating that?
No, there's a closed CO that has that. It was measured incorrectly.
Okay. Well, let's go through. You need to convince us of the five criteria for granting a variance. So let's go through that.
Okay, so we just did basically the first one. Yeah. So then the second one would be the septic and the drain field take up the rest of the backyard, and it's already existing, of course. The third thing is the owner is deceased, the previous owner that opened the CO, and I purchased it from the bank as it was. All the houses in the neighborhood have large sheds, garages, and some kind of outbuildings. Leaving it like it is will make it look complete and finished and an asset to surrounding properties.
Is that all you have?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any questions for members of the board?
The overhang. How far is the overhang out?
It's 2.4 and 1.6 for the existing, let's see. It's 2.4 from the 15th foot side of the existing overhang. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. How long is it? How big is it? The dimensions of the overhang. So it looks like on the drawing it's a little bit smaller than the shed. Do you know how the dimensions of the shed?
I don't.
Are we missing some lights on?
Seems like it.
We might be. Long. See that left light switch from behind? Just flip that up.
So the overhang is, I see it now. We got pictures of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So this, it's a garage, is it?
It's a garage with like an overhang to like park a boat or something under.
And you got blacktop drive, I mean, cement driveway.
Yeah.
Comes to the driveway.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So
does Jamie have any, do you have anything to add?
So a couple of comments. One, the submitted survey was prepared to scale, but this appears to be a copy that may have been photocopied because it's not scaling off correctly at 1 to 60. But it's approximately... So this is the forward projection from the shed. It's showing here as 20 by... ...16 feet. And the other question was whether it had been permitted and whether it had been CO'd. There was a building permit. The dwelling was permitted in 07 and CO'd in August of 08. And then there were two accessory structures that were applied for and permitted in 2010. There is an open permit for one of the structures, it didn't say which, but the other accessory structure was CO'd in November of 2010. What we don't know is what the inspector saw and whether the it was just accessory structure and whether it's been modified since.
Okay. Are there any other questions from members of the board?
Where exactly is the septic in the backyard? Is it in the backyard, I presume?
It is in the backyard. It's kind of in the middle. It might even show. No, they didn't put it on here, but it's in the middle is the tanks, and then shooting out towards the back right is the drain field.
So that's probably why the garage is put where it was, or not?
Well, I think it was, that was the best case just off of the driveway right there, so that they could pull in from the driveway and pull into that garage.
Ms. Price, you mentioned two things, that they added on a lean-to. So the lean-to was put on prior to your purchase?
Right. The house went to foreclosure, and I purchased it in December.
Okay. And then I guess, Mr. Whitehouse, a question for you. As I look at the survey layout, as we're what's in question here is essentially the corner of the shed and the corner of the overhang.
That is correct.
Of the lean-to.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
The Haller and Hudson is who did the closing, and they're the ones who said that the garage did have the CO, that it was what was open was the overhang. And which is why I'm here to I wanted to get it closed out.
Okay, is that Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
Just a couple. Since you said you bought it in December of this past year.
Right.
Have you had any complaints from neighbors since you purchased it?
No. A couple of people had asked about the hearing and what it was about, and when I explained it, they're like, oh, that was it. No one has complained at all.
And I presume this isn't something that could be brought into compliance. Is it, it's not something that could be moved or altered to fit?
It could be. You could cut it off, but it's not going to look as finished as it does now.
Would that have some structural problems if you were to cut it?
You could fix that, I would say, but it's definitely not going to look as good as it is now.
Does the rear yard slope at all? I know you said there was a drain field there, but is there any changes in topography?
No, and actually I sent pictures in with this when I turned it in that was like close-up pictures of the fronts and sides. Do you have those?
Yes, I see that. I was just looking more at the other.
No, I just want to make sure you had them.
You really can hardly cut that off and move it, because you're not going to be lined up with your other garage.
Right.
So, I mean, where it's at, it's going to have to, best place for it.
Right, and the worst part is that when I went to have it surveyed to make sure everything was in line to close this one open one out was when we found out that the county's measurement was like 3 feet off from the garage. So they based it off of that being correct coming out, and then so of course it's going to be off if the garage is off, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Seeing none, no other questions from members of the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12402 for the requested variance. It is a unique property. The exceptionality was not created by the applicant, and I don't believe that it will essentially alter the character of the neighborhood.
Okay, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons stated. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you very much.
I will be recusing